Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Sarah Palin, the former Alaska governor, is almost surely, they haven't finished counting votes in Alaska yet, but she is almost surely qualifying for the final primary count, which is ranked choice voting. And they have a very weird system going on for this one congressional seat in Alaska. The only one in that big state, and when they say big state, Alaska is the same land area as California, Texas, and Montana, the other three biggest states, combined. Combined! It's a huge state, but not that many people, and almost all of them are running for Congress. 48 candidates for Congress for the seat that held for 88 years, or he died at 88. It was held for 60 years by Don Young, and who very much looked after Alaska's interests. Sarah Palin, as expected because of her celebrity, has been ended up finishing first among the 48 candidates. Her most serious opponent is Nick Begich, who was actually the Republican from a long Democratic family in Alaska, prominent family, and he finished second. He has been endorsed by the Alaska Republican Party. And it's going to be a wild and mean campaign. And with a complicated system at the end, the top four finishers from the votes that were counted over the weekend, those top four finishers will all go on to the final. And this is to fulfill the unfilled part of Don Young's term. And then they have another regular election in November about the new term for this seat in Alaska. There is more also about education in America. It is one of those great issues that matters to everybody, but we don't talk about it much. Kirk Cameron, a Hollywood star, strong advocate for the family and for religious faith, has also become an advocate for homeschooling, and he has a homeschooling special film that he will tell us about a little bit later this hour. In fact, coming right up. But first of all, there's another story out of the West and the Northwest, if you consider Alaska Northwest. And what else are you going to consider? It's very far north and very far west. Furthest north and furthest west state in the United States. But Associated Press reports that after the arrest of more than two dozen members of a white supremacist group near a northern Idaho pride event, now, this is a gay pride event, and you don't normally expect a pride event in northern Idaho. This is one of the people who was arrested is a founder of the Patriot Front, this self-described white supremacist group. And in any event, this including the founder of the group, LGBTQ plus advocates said Sunday, yesterday, that polarization and a fraught political climate are putting their community increasingly at risk. The 31 Patriot Front members were arrested with riot gear after a tipster reported seeing people loading up into a U-Haul like a little army at a hotel parking lot in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the police said. Among those booked into jail on misdemeanor charges of conspiracy to riot was Thomas Ryan Russo of Grapevine, Texas, who's been identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as the 23-year-old who founded the group after the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017. No attorney was immediately listed for him, and phone numbers associated with him went unanswered on Sunday. Also among the arrestees from the Patriot Front was Mitchell F. Wagner, who's 24, of Florissant, Missouri, who was previously charged with defacing a mural of famous black Americans on a college campus in St. Louis last year. And yes, that's a horrible thing. But you know what? What is so important is defacing anyone's mural, regardless of who the mural is about, defacing anyone's property, people ought to be arrested and punished. Should they not? Michael Kielty, Wagner's attorney, this is the guy who had painted over the mural about African-American heroes and heroines. Michael Kielty, Wagner's attorney, said Sunday that he has not been provided information about the charges. He said Patriot Front did not have a reputation for violence and that the case could be a First Amendment issue. Even if you don't like the speech, they have the right to make it, he said. Patriot Front is a white supremacist neo-Nazi group whose members perceive black Americans, Jews, and LGBTQ plus people as enemies, said John Lewis, a George Washington University researcher who specializes in homegrown violent extremism. What's so extraordinary for me is there's all this upset and these people arrested and they're being incited, they're being indicted for intent to riot. But it doesn't look like they did anything violent. Their playbook, Lewis said, involves identifying local grievances to exploit, organizing on platforms like the messaging app Telegram, and ultimately showing up at events, marching in need columns in blue or white-colored shirt uniforms in a display of strength. Though pride celebrations have long been picketed by counter-protesters citing religious objections, they haven't historically been a major focus for armed extremist groups. Still, it isn't surprising given how anti-GBTQ plus rhetoric has increasingly become a potent rallying cry in the far-right online ecosystem. Okay, with all of this, what are we talking about here? This is what drives me crazy, is in Coeur d'Alene on Saturday, police found riot gear, one smoke grenade, shin guards, and shields inside the van after pulling it over near a park where the North Idaho Pride Alliance was holding a Pride in the Park event, Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White said. Now, how many people were at the Pride event in the park in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho? 50. But there were 5 Washington men among the 31 arrested in Idaho. 5 Washington men, including 2 from King County, were among 31 members of a white supremacist group arrested Saturday in Idaho and accused of conspiring to riot at a Pride event in downtown Coeur d'Alene, authorities said Sunday. The Patriot Front members were arrested with riot gear after a tipster reported seeing people loading up into a U-Haul like a little army. Would it have to be a very little army to fit in one U-Haul? And these are folks who came from all over the country. The Washington men were aged 20 to 36, or from Des Moines and Ravensdale and King County, Concrete and Skagit County, and Spokane and Ellensburg in eastern Washington. Although the names, ages, the men are all facing, and there were men from Washington, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Colorado, South Dakota, Illinois, Wyoming, Virginia, and Arkansas. What is the danger that is driving them to Idaho? It's a long distance to travel to get into a U-Haul with one smoke grenade to protest a Pride in the Park celebration. This country really needs to come together. Is homeschooling the answer? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
You're a nice guy.
Michael Medved.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Cameron, who is known by literally millions of Americans for his role in the 1980s hit sitcom Growing Pains, has become a filmmaker with issues-based movies, and his most recent film, which is showing, well, it's a Fathom event right now. So if there's the kind of big response that I expect there will be, that it will continue showing not just tonight, but tomorrow night, and then continue. The film is called Homeschool Awakening. And basically, it's a series of interviews and talking with people about why homeschooling has been such a dramatic and dramatically increasing phenomenon. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, right now, the number of homeschooling students, families, with families that are homeschooling at least one child grew from 5.4% in 2020 to 11.1% in the fall of 2021. Now, that's largely, of course, because of the pandemic and because of the lockdowns and the limitations and the difficulties with school. But there are lots of people who have begun homeschooling who basically are deeply committed to it after having experienced it. They don't want to go back. And what this film seems to emphasize is some of the advantages for a homeschooling situation as opposed to public schools, and some of the disappointments and frustrations that people feel you should express at school boards and elsewhere in public schools. Kirk Cameron, very glad we have connected, and congratulations on Homeschool Awakening. The first question, was this based on any personal experience homeschooling your kids?
Yes, well, first of all, Michael, thanks for having me on. Yes, my wife and I have six kids, and we homeschooled all of them after the sixth grade. We were pretty allergic to the idea of homeschooling. We just kind of thought it was weird. But like a lot of other parents, we weren't happy with what the public schools were teaching in our area. And even the private options weren't great. And, I thought homeschoolers were just sort of Quakers who lived on a farm and churned their own butter with kids who were sort of not socialized. But a friend introduced me to a whole new world I knew nothing about. And it turns out, kids who are homeschooled well are homeschooled in a community of people with a vast amount of resources, curriculum, families. They're living and doing school in this sort of learn life balance that produces well-rounded, out-of-the-box thinkers, and colleges love homeschooled kids. And this is a new phenomenon that's sweeping the nation.
There's no doubt. I was about to share with people, and I'm glad we've connected, is that we homeschooled all of our kids for several years, and they've also gone to public schools and benefited from that, and they've also gone to religious Jewish schools, and so they've had all three. But we have among our best friends is a family that homeschooled all four of their kids, who have done spectacularly well. You were talking about colleges loving homeschool. Three of those four kids went to Princeton, and which is kind of tough to get into. And one went and is doing very well to University of Maryland. So, again, the idea that kids are somehow handicapped or end up being outsiders forever because they have a homeschooling background just isn't true.
No. In fact, if you want to talk about being handicapped, this is what is unfortunately happening in many public schools around the country. They're handicapping kids morally. They're handicapping them spiritually, and they're handicapping them academically, and millions of parents agree with that. Now, my dad was a public school teacher. Let me say that. My grandparents were both public school teachers, and I have great respect for teachers who are trying to teach kids good things. Unfortunately, they're not the ones who are deciding the curriculums, and even public teachers today, according to an article in Yahoo News yesterday, are exiting the public school system because they feel that they can't reach the kids with the content and the character that they want. So new models are being developed. Families are flocking there. Teachers are flocking there. And what the Homeschool Awakening film is all about is it's taking a dive into the everyday adventures of American homeschool families who are on a mission to put faith, family, and freedom back into learning.
And again, you do a series of interviews in the film with a very disparate representative group of Americans all over the country. What interviews were your most surprising?
Well, I think that, you know, what's, because we homeschooled kids, the success stories were not surprising. They were inspiring. You know, moms who say what I thought was going to be a giant sacrifice turned out to be one of the greatest gifts that I was ever given and that our family was ever given. I love the story of the 14-year-old boy who's got his pilot's license. And the young girl who started her baking business of cakes and cupcakes and is doing extremely well, while she's doing all of her classes and homesteading on a farm at the same time. There's all kinds of incredible things. People starting businesses, movie makers, kids who are leaning into their gifts and talents, not sort of stuck in a one size fits all, you know, structure that doesn't allow them to learn according to their learning styles. One of the things that I think surprised me was the story of the mom who went to a school board meeting where a bill was going to be passed informing parents when sexually explicit material was going to be presented to their children. She thought this was a no-brainer, but when they started to read the material in the board meeting room of what the kids were going to learn, they stopped the meeting, ordered everyone under 18 years old to leave the room because it was too sexually explicit. And then the school union representatives began to tell the parents that they have no business deciding any of this content because they're the ones with the degrees, they're the ones who are the experts, and the teachers, I'm sorry, the parents need to butt out of it. That's when this mom pulled her kids out of school. And millions of parents have done the same during the pandemic when they watch their kids at home learn things that undermine the very values that they're trying to impart to their kids.
Okay, this Homeschool Awakening, it's showing tonight around the country. It's a Fathom event, and tomorrow night. If people go to our website, michaelmedved.com, you can find out information on Kirk Cameron's new film, which is obviously one of the most important and pressing concerns of American parents all across the country. Kirk, congratulations. I hope the film shows all over and opens eyes. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steirwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Michael, you know what? You make a lot of sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a very surprising headline in the New York Times. It made the front page, actually. And the headline says, Biden in 2024, question mark. Many in party whisper no. Subhead for Democrats, doubts on age and tenacity. Right now, the Republicans, of course, have been looking forward more to 2022, when there is every prospect of gaining at least 25 seats in the House of Representatives. Frankly, I think anything less than that would be a disappointment for Republicans at this point. Things are going terribly for the administration, which is a tragedy for the country, and people are feeling the pain all over. And as the New York Times reports, and it's, again, keep in mind, this is the New York Times. Right? It's certainly not a paper that has any conservative bona fides at all. It's a paper that you would think would be sympathetic to the Biden administration. But they write, as the challenges facing the nation mount and fatigued base voters show low enthusiasm, Democrats in union meetings, the back rooms of Capitol Hill, and party gatherings from coast to coast are quietly worrying about Mr. Biden's leadership, his age, and his capability to take the fight to former President Donald J. Trump a second time. Interviews with nearly 50 Democratic officials, from county leaders to members of Congress, as well as with disappointed voters who backed Mr. Biden in 2020, reveal a party alarmed about Republicans' rising strength and extraordinarily pessimistic about an immediate path forward. To say our country was on the right track would frequently depart from reality, said Steve Simonides, a Democratic National Committee member from Miami. Mr. Biden, he said, should announce his intent not to seek re-election in 24 right after the midterms. And I read that, and when you think about it, it really makes a lot of sense. It is probably the only way that Biden can reasonably save the last 2 years of his presidency from being a total disaster. I mean, I think that people who suspect that he will be a formidable, fierce, effective candidate in 2024 are probably smoking something, and they probably are, and not cigarettes. This is honestly remarkable when you have a Democratic National Committee member from Florida, which is a state that Democrats desperately want to carry next time. They lost by 3 points this last time. And for him to say that our country was on the right track would flagrantly depart from reality. The idea of Biden announcing that he is not going to run for re-election after the midterms is probably a good idea, because at least that gives him some ability to indicate that he's dispassionate. He's not doing everything out of politics. And yes, of course, it would set a tremendous fight out for various potential Democratic replacements. But it would also, I think, generate some sympathy and support, particularly sympathy, for Joe Biden. And people would root for him, not just because he is all they have, but out of a sense of wanting to turn the country around, and maybe turning the administration around, and not thinking about how he gets reelected, but how you can change the country so people will feel more willing to hear any kind of a Democratic message from anybody. For Mr. Biden and his party, the hearings, and they're talking about the hearings right now on President Trump, vivid reminder of the Trump-inspired mob violence represents perhaps the last best chance before the midterms to break through with persuadable swing voters who have been more focused on inflation and gas prices. If the party cannot, it may miss its final opportunity to hold Mr. Trump accountable as Mr. Biden faces a tumultuous 2 years of a Republican-led House obstructing and investigating him. Most top elected Democrats were reluctant to speak on the record about Mr. Biden's future, and no one interviewed expressed any ill will toward Mr. Biden, to whom they are universally grateful for ousting Mr. Trump from office. But the repeated failures of his administration to pass big-ticket legislation on signature Democratic issues, as well as his halting efforts to use the bully pulpit of the White House to move public opinion, have left the president with sagging approval ratings and a party that, as much as anything, it says, seems to feel sorry for him. And this is something I've talked to you about before. I think that emotion, it goes beyond the Democratic Party. It's hard not to feel sorry for the guy. But that's not a good thing for a president. No president makes progress on an agenda out of pity. In nearly all the Democrats interviewed, the president's age, 79 now, 82 by the time the winner of the 2024 election is inaugurated, is a deep concern about his political viability. Democrats have watched as a commander-in-chief who built a reputation for gaffes has repeatedly rattled global diplomacy with unexpected remarks that were later walked back by his White House staff. And as he has sat for fewer interviews than any of his recent predecessors. The presidency is a monstrously taxing job, and the stark reality is the president would be closer to 90 than 80 at the end of a second term. And that would be a major issue, said David Axelrod, the chief strategist for Barack Obama's two winning presidential campaigns. Biden doesn't get the credit he deserves for steering the country through the worst of the pandemic, passing historic legislation, pulling the NATO alliance together against Russian aggression, and restoring decency and decorum to the White House, Axelrod said. And part of the reason he doesn't is performative. He looks his age and isn't as agile in front of a camera as he once was. And this has fed a narrative about competence that isn't rooted in reality. Few Democrats interviewed expect that high-profile leaders with White House abilities would defer to Vice President Kamala Harris, who has had a series of political hiccups of her own in office. It is a remarkable moment when the... Remember Bill Clinton had to say after he lost 55 seats in the House in 1994, and he came back, he said, hey, I'm still relevant. You didn't control the House, didn't control the Senate. For Biden, it's going to be tougher to make that clear, especially with invigorated Democratic Republican opponents and Democratic opponents. Then there's Lauren Boebert. She had this to say, the Republican gentle lady from Colorado, Congresswoman. She had something very different to say from AOC, who was also talking about Biden and not positively. We'll get to both of those women coming up on the Medved Show.
This is the most dangerous creature that ever walked the earth.
Michael Medved.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
This may be the greatest movement in the history of our country.
The Michael Medved Show.
That's what the former president said about the Stop the Steal movement, too. Not such a great look at that particular movement being provided by these hearings that are ongoing. The hearings will resume on Wednesday. How will they be different? What's the new focus? We will be getting to that, of course. Lauren Boebert, who is a freshman congressperson from Colorado, bar and grill owner, famous for her support for the Second Amendment and her gun-toting ways, she spoke at the Charis Christian Center family camp meeting, which took place in her home district of Colorado. And she says she prays regularly. Well, of course. So what does she pray for? Listen, this is clip 8.
I do want you to know I pray for our president. Psalm 109:8 says, may his days be few and another take his office.
Well, she's enjoying it, but somebody else on the other extreme. I mean, if Lauren Boebert is on the far, far, far right side of the House chamber, on the far, far, far left side of the House chamber, is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she also, appearing on CNN, has some real doubts about Joe Biden's second term. Listen, number 12.
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, I mean, first of all, I'm focused on winning this majority right now and preserving a majority this year in 2022. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I think if the president has a vision, then that's something certainly we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes. we should endorse when we get to it. But I believe that the president has been doing a very good job so far. And, you know, should he run again, I think that I think it's we'll take a look at it. But right now we need to focus on winning a majority instead of a presidential election.
Not exactly a rousing endorsement or declaration of enthusiasm about term two for Joe Biden. And then there's another voice out there. Actually, of the people that folks have been mentioning as a fresh face, new alternative, Asa Hutchinson, who's the governor of Arkansas, he's term limited, so he's leaving that position, and he's admitted he is a potential candidate for president. He also served not only his two terms as governor of Arkansas, but he also has served in Homeland Security, and he's served in the Congress of the United States, so he knows his way around Washington. He says this about his hopes for the Republican Party. This is Governor Hutchinson, clip 7.
I hope that the future of the Republican Party is different than former President Trump's leadership. I hope we move in a different direction. I believe that what happened on January 6th is a lot at his feet. It was wrong for our country, and for him to continue to push that theory, I agree, is the wrong direction for the Republican Party. I think there's many Republicans that are looking for an off-ramp, new opportunities in define leadership in the future. Obviously, what President Trump, there's a lot of things that he did that were very good, that the base, and I agree with, but he got off track on January 6th, and that was a costly error for our democracy, and I agree with a lot of the comments. He has responsibility there. We need to make sure that's clear. I think Republicans need to do a lot of soul searching as to what is the right thing here, what is the right thing to say for our party and our democracy and our future, and not simply appeal to the basis instincts of some of our base.
That's actually a challenge. He is a somewhat younger than President Trump, considerably younger than President Biden. Ace Hutchinson is 71, so he would be 73 at the time of his inauguration. Again, a younger start than Joe Biden, or than Donald Trump, for that matter. Trump would be 78 at the beginning of the next term. There's also a survey that is mentioned in the Seattle Times. In they have an editorial about the January 6th impact and the way people feel about it. And this is actually kind of shocking. It says that recent polls found that the percentage of people who believe Trump is responsible has declined. The share of Republicans and Republican leaners who among independents who say that Trump bears, quote, a lot of responsibility for January 6th, dropped from 18% right after the attacks. 18% of Republicans thought Trump bore a lot of responsibility for the attacks. It's down to 10% today. That's according to Pew Research Center. That's part of why they are doing these hearings, of course, is to get that percentage up there. Even among Democrats, 3 in 10 deny that Trump bears a lot of responsibility. Extraordinary. What else is extraordinary is the movie Jurassic World Dominion actually did not get good reviews, except for me. I liked it for reasons that you'll hear in just a moment. But the box office likes it a lot. It's almost $150 million opening weekend. A smash hit. Listen.
Now it's time. time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
This time, the rampaging dinosaurs aren't just threatening a theme park or even a few cities. It's the very continuation of life on Earth in any form that is at stake in the sixth film of this nearly 30-year-old franchise, Jurassic World Dominion, now playing in theaters everywhere.
We made a terrible mistake.
The doomsday clock might be about out of time.
If our world's going to survive, what matters is what we do now.
And what they do now, which helps the film a great deal, is bringing back beloved stars from the original Jurassic Park movie, Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, and Laura Dern. Does the plot make sense? Well, of course not, but the animatronic beasts, together with computer-generated imagery, are so impressive that even those with dimming affection for this venerable series will, chances are, feel satisfied with the result. Rated PG-13 for several graphic scenes of prehistoric carnivores turning people into munchies. 3 stars for Jurassic World Dominion. And one of the things that is cool about it is it presents some of the latest scientific information as sort of folded into it. And I'm serious about this. And the fact that more and more people are saying and teaching that dinosaurs are connected with birds, and that many of them may have had feathers. Some of them do in this new Jurassic Park film. If you're interested in dinosaurs at all, some of the details where you can actually see on screen every scale, it's fairly remarkable in that regard. Coming up tomorrow, there's a new protest group, just what we need in America, ready to shut down D.C. That's the name of it. Why are they going to shut down D.C.? When are they going to shut down D.C.? They're going to shut it down, they say, to blockade the Supreme Court on the day of a possible abortion ruling. Something else for President Biden to attend to, please. Meanwhile, San Francisco, once upon a time, was considered the most glamorous, the most desirable, the most charming city in America by many. But now it is known to be a failed city. How did it get that way, and how can it recover? And is it appropriate to make an issue over the skin color of your daughter's doll if that doll is white and your daughter is black? That's a problem posed in the Atlantic magazine. We will get to that and other crucial issues in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.